Adam and Eve rebelled against God. And that gave God's enemy, the devil, the chance to destroy all that God had created good. Wars and crime and diseases and hurt, all the terrible things that happen on earth. That is the devil's own work. He loves to ruin what God has created good. And he never stops doing that. In your own life, in your family life, in our church life, in our life as nation, yes, even planet Earth itself is the victim of the devil's unrelenting efforts to ruin God's good creation. And the creation groans under it. But let me tell you this, friends, don't be discouraged by what you see. Because all that is only for a time. One day, there will be peace on earth again. One day, the destroyer of God's creation will be destroyed himself. And the person through whom this peace is coming is Jesus Christ, the Savior, born in Bethlehem. Peace to man, on whom God's favor rests. That is the angel's message. Now, whom do you think that God's favor will rest? On good people? On religious people? On church-going people? On people who do their best to be decent towards other people? Would make sense, wouldn't it? That God's favor rests all on people who already do the right things. But let me warn you, God thinks totally different from how we are inclined to think. People always assume that God's favor rests on the good and well-willing people. But the Bible has a different message. And it says this: God's favor rests on humble people. On people who realize that they have made a mess of their own life. His favor rests on people who are prepared to admit that they need help. The help of someone bigger than themselves. God loves people who turn to him for help in life. And all those who turn to him in humility and seek his help will receive what the angels sing about. Peace. Whoever acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world will receive this peace. To begin with, in yourself, in your heart, you will have peace with God. And there's nothing in the world that can give us such an inner joy as having peace with God. And you receive this peace when you accept God's solution for the problem that exists between you and him. And the problem is this: you are an imperfect human being with many flaws. And he is a perfect, holy God. You are tainted with sin in all you are and all you do. And the holy God hates all sin and imperfection. So there's no way that you, from your side, can bridge that gap between you, the sinful person, and the holy God. God can do it. And God does it. He bridges the gap from his side. And he, therefore, presents you a savior in the person of Jesus Christ. The one born in Bethlehem who died 30 years later on a cross and was raised again to share his life with all who believe in him. If you do believe in him and entrust your life to him, you will discover something. you will discover life is not about you anymore. You will discover you cannot control your own life anymore. He is in control of your life. He takes over. So if you truly believe that and entrust yourself to the Savior, you will experience this tremendous peace. That you know for sure, He loves me. He looks after me. He knows what He is doing with me and for me. Well, such a faith gives you peace under all circumstances. And of course, this peace in your heart cannot change the fact that there is still trouble on earth. But knowing this peace already inside you, you are sure there's more to come. What began in Bethlehem will once find its fulfillment in the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then it will be truly peace on the whole earth, an everlasting peace. Make sure that you are part of it. Find out whom Jesus really is and what He can mean in your life. Just like the shepherds did when the angels sang. They went and found out for themselves. And to their great amazement and joy, they found that things were just as they had been told. And because of that, the shepherds followed the angels in bringing praise to God. Let's all do the same, friends, on this Christmas day. Go and find out for yourself. And I'm sure if you take your search seriously, you will find out that the things are indeed exactly as the Bible tells you. I wish you all a focused Christmas celebration. Let's pray. Father in heaven, glory and power be to your name.